announce my introduction, but for 30 seconds I could be Makir Tov. A million years ago, I was 13 years old, I went to MTA, I had discussed with Rabbi Yitzchak Kahn's shir, and I could tell you what was true then and it's true now. To be in Rabbi Yitzchak Kahn's presence is to feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to feel spiritually energized. I don't know what Rabbi Kahn's going to say, but afterwards we're going to be the better for it. It's close to have Rabbi Yitzchak Kahn here.
It's a schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's a schus to be in Yishalayim. It's a schus to be in this yeshiva. A yeshiva that was still around, still. By Shpo. Not a Golad of Yisrael, but a Yochish of Yisrael. A Varn Lichtstein. Zachin Sach Yivrochim. This year, this yeshiva is learning Bo Metzia. The first parak and the second parak. Start off, at least, speaking about the Metziah. Shaimok was a talus. Where did they get this talus? From heaven? So we say it's a Metziah. It's a Chiv Chazorah. So there's a Yeush. It's a Metziah Shalakum, or whatever it is, there's Yeush. Second parak speaks about El Metziah Shalom, El Metziah Chaylachis. When you Chiv to keep things, when you Chiv not to keep things. So there's a Loch of Hoshit Teshivim. Of giving back the Aveda. However, the Morris says in Lam and Gimel that Avedasa of the Aveda is Chadera. The Mishnah deals with your father, your Rebbe. There is a Chiyuv to give back the Aveda. Question of who has precedence, the father or your Rebbe? Yourself or your father? So it's Avedasa of the Aveda is Chadera. There's no Machoikis. Everyone agrees. Avidoso Kademis. Why? It says, Eves Kilo Yelvucho Evum, Shalok Koidim, Shalok Koidim. You'll be an Evyom. Chai Abraham. You'll be Evyom. You'll have said Mama. I have said Mama. You come first. So, Makshim Oilam. The rule asks the question, why is this different than Halalocha, Ayyavaz Zizchom Yosef Mechamish? When it comes to mitzvahs, you have to spend money on the mitzvahs. But there's a limit. Chumash. After that, you don't have to spend more than that. Ayyavazi Joseph Chumash. So why over here? You're looking for a mitzvah, which is $10. And Chavar's mitzvah is $1,000, $5,000. So your mitzvah comes first. Where's the halacha of chaimish? Where's the halacha of chaimish? Makshin oil. So this halacha, Ayyavazi Joseph Chaimish, to answer the question, is definitely halacha when it comes to tzedakah. You're an usher and he's an ani. He needs food. There's nothing for Shabbos, nothing to eat this morning. He needs food. So you help him out. To what degree? Chaimish. It means chumash is a p'tur. You should get more. You can afford it. You can afford it. You're a millionaire. You can support him the rest of your life. No, you have a p'tur. You could. But the p'tur is chumash. That's p'tur. However, when it comes to Metziah, there the Metziah you see over there is a hefsid mamon. It's the mitzvah is to be mafsid your mama. That's exactly what the mitzvah is. To be mafsid your mama. Mafsid your mama? Why should we mafsid my mama? If it won't be a hefsid mama, yes. The Torah never said to be mafsid your mama. The Torah never said to be mafsid your mama. Over there, when it comes to Zdokah, it's halacha mafsid mama. Over here, it's not halacha mafsid mama. You should have a mafsid mama. When there's no hefsid mama, but once there's a hefsid mama, then there's no halacha. There's no halacha that what? That you're mechuyev to go involve yourself with the chavers Mitzia. Sure, the thing we share is a din is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. But I'll be din. It's there, you don't have to mafsi your moment for yet. That you don't have to do. We're learning about Mitzia. If you ask the question, who has a greater hana? A person that today, and all yeshivas, maybe in the States and here also, they want you to give us daka. They have raffles. Raffles. A trip to Israel, round trip or two for three. And give a donation, it'll help the yeshiva, help the cause. And you win it. 5,000, 2,000, 5,000 round trips. Who has a greater simcha? A person that has round trip ticket, or won $5,000 cash, or a person that lost $5,000 and he doesn't know where it is, and he finds it, or someone finds it for him. Who has a greater simcha? Who has a greater simcha? Last week I was going in my mind, I couldn't find my sefer. Couldn't find my sefer. And I finally found my sefer. You know what I did? Smiled, for sure. Where is their greater simcha? Where is their greater simcha? So I guess, Shiva Kodal, you all know the answer. And that is, not when I win money, when I find that which I lost. I find myself. That's the greatest simcha. What are we doing here? We're learning Bava Metzia, that's why we're here. We're learning Bava Metzia, not over in the blot, not just the Moraish and Taisis and the Reb Chaims and the Briskerovs and Rav Aaron Michelstein's Pshatim, Hishurim. No! Myself! To find myself! I'm the Metzia. I want to find my Metzia. I want to find myself. What am I? That's what we're learning. What I am. Let's start again. This week's Sedra, Parsha's Bow, begins with some more Makkos. Didn't have enough. 8, 9, 10. What's with the first 7? Especially the 7th Makkah at the end of Parsha's Bo'era, that the Moshe Rabbeinu gives a warning. There's going to be a Makkah of Borod. Take it all in. Because if you're not going to take it in, I'll lay on board. Take everything in. Take everything in. He gave him a warning. So next to Psukim. Hayore is Dvar Hashem, Me'avdi Paro, Heinus Avodis, Mikneo Vis Abatim. Pasuk Chafalot, Vashir Lo Samlibo. Pay attention. They left everything out. And of course, we know the result. Everything was destroyed. They're all been destroyed. So the Targus Yonus of Menuziel says, who are the Ari Dvar Hashem? Paro said, Hovin Nechsachmano. Hovin Nechsachmano. He brought a cabinet. His cabinet. What we should do with these Jews? How are we going to get these Jews? So there was great, three great Chachamim. Eov, Yisro, and Bilo. Yisro ran away. We didn't discuss it. Eov stayed. He can't tell Paro what to do. So therefore what? He kept quiet. It's not going to help anyways. He got his sermon. And the guy his sermon started yelling and screaming. Why are you screaming about? I got a pain in my foot. Oi, 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 oi. Go to a doctor. Get some medicine. Why is that going to help? That's not helping, but I feel it. Why you're a gusher? Still, he should have said to Paro. But Bilam was a smart one. Hava nischakma. Tell the Yidden that we'll give him $100 an hour. 100 shkolim to work for us. Y'all okay? Okay? Okay, okay. And after a while, no more pay and no more going home. Havan Ishaq. He was brilliant. This Bilam was brilliant as brilliant. He was brilliant. So the first person, Hayor is the Dvar Hashem, that's the people like Eov. Hashem was some libo, the Yonos of Menuziel says, that was Bilam, the brilliant Bilam. Lokom Yisro Kamoshe. Kla Yisro has the greatest motion. Avabumas Olam Kam. There was someone greater that knew something that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. And all the computers today don't know either. man doesn't know. He knew exactly the many second when there's a close. There's a certain zman in the Aviro that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a close. He knew exactly when it was. Without any iPhones, smartphones, I could knew exactly that second. That brilliant man doesn't mean that man. That's that hashkafa, that min, those some people. A mind he had, they didn't have a heart. Yedat hayom, hashiva so, how are we learning? The same bilabeinu lahav naskil. The same sechleinu lahav naskil. My seichel, conceptual, intellectual. Sechleinu, absolutely not. We don't speak that way. We don't speak that way in our davening. The same lebeinu. I never said that word. You're saying it. We don't say that. The same lebeinu lahav naskil. A lev. Same lebeinu lahav naskil. He didn't have a lev. Some low sum people. This was the seventh market. Enough. It's enough. How can Paul not? Now our Seder begins. By saying, "Vayom Hashem Moshe, lo paro, ki ani hichvati es libo v'estei lavo." So two pshatim. There's many pshatim. Ani hichvati, many pshatim. Hichvati. Is it that paro himself caused it and did it? Or no? He didn't do it. It was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's say the first one. A paro, even after seven makas, no. He will not give in. We're not lev shlachas amim. It means as follows. The malachim asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, halolu ovdi avodah zarah v'halolu ovdi avodah zarah. And why in the world is Kali so different? The Mitzrayim, they also worship the avodah zarah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, just like there's a difference between mazin and shogi, he didn't have everybody was with shogi. There's a difference between onis and rutzim. Onus and Rutzen. Onus is forced, Rutzen I wanted. Klal Yisrael is Onus, and Mitzrayim Paro is Rutzen. It's obviously Paro. Why is that Rutzen? So I'll give the following example. But I must learn, if a person was invited to a wedding, and he said, under no condition will I'm going to this wedding. He asked his Rebbe, and he said, you're right. Don't go to this wedding. Do not be Sameach B'chasan. They had the reasons. Absolutely not. He didn't answer, didn't respond. But he didn't give him a present. He's not going to the wedding. He's not going to be Sameach B'chasan. His heart is not for the chasan. He's not going. The day of the wedding, there was a tremendous accident on the highway which leads to the place where the chasan and kala got married. And it said over the radio, no one should go. Don't go on the highway. An onus. He called up the chasan and said, I'd love to go, but I can't. You see, he said, the chasan thanked him. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for telling us. He sent him a present. Rabosai, is he an onus? He couldn't go to the wedding. He couldn't go. The action. He's an honest. Or is Baratzen. He's happy that he's an honest. Chassam Sofer says that we say in our Alchei, Alchei Shechatan Lefanecho, Be'onis u'Baratzen. Be'onis u'Baratzen? It's a steer of Menei Obey. Be'onis u'Baratzen? Be'onis, and I'm happy that I'm an honest. If it'll snow tomorrow, 15 feet and left to learn, yippee! I'm happy! I'm happy that it annoys. That was the difference. We're anusim! It's not, this is not us! By Paro, let's say it's Zatis de Paro. Zatis de Paro. Not my fault, not your fault. And tell me, if you didn't exactly, you would let Klai so go. You're nice. And if you were nice, so therefore what? That's the difference. It's there no matter what, there's no excuse. Ramban, the Brisker Rav, also mentions something else. It says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Po Paro, having Yechvat Yaslibo, is telling us that Be'emes, the biggest shaykh in the world, would have never said, they'd gone further. They were left Klai Yisrael leave. Paro would definitely have left Klai Yisrael leave after the seventh Makkah. Definitely. Every tip, any individual know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him. It was Shiloh, this is not an Adam. Definitely. Ani Echbati Yislipo, why? In order to show the man Shisi Osai Ezel Bikirbo. In order that he should come to awareness of not Mi Hashem, Kul Hashem, Ezba Lekim. I'm doing it only that he should come that Da'akor. There was a reason for that. There was a reason for that. And this is our purpose. One of our purposes. To show Hashem Melech HaKoros. To show this. That even if Paro would have gone ahead and allowed the Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim, and we wouldn't need another three Makkos. But in order to show in the next way, Hashem Melech HaKoros, we have this halacha. We have to work on this. And that is every day. Every day at the end of Tefillah, it mentions in Kuf Lamed Beis. Rambam mentions that. Yomer Acher Siyam HaTefillah Olenu Shabeach Mu'umit Yizor LeOmro B'Kavon Mashagia. So therefore, you should say it with Kavon. Yishlomar Olenu Be'em or B'Yiro Kikol Tzva Shemayim Shomen in Gush. When we say Olenu tonight by Marv, they're going to listen to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omid in Pamal Shemalo. Bukulam onim v'yomim. Ashrei om shekach Allah. Ashrei om she'ashem v'chav. They're singing it, not us. They're singing it. Say Olenu with Kavana. What did we come here for? To find out Metziah. I want to find a Metziah. That's me. To say Olenu with Kavana. With filling. With filling. Olenu shabeach l'adakol. Give makis. Or they should realize Hashem melech hakoretz. That's the tafkit. That's why we say Olenu. As we have to wait, we have to wait for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to say Olenu b'toch HaTefillah. Olenu shabeach l'anako. This is the first Nekuda. But there's Omshin here. There's Omshin. The power went through. And Klal Yisrael don't go through Omshin. But there's a difference. Arba Mrs. Bezdin. Still say the hair of the chenik. Mrs. Skill is the most chomer according to Rabban, according to Moshitis. Chenik is the easiest. Well, that's the kasha that actually you'll say, don't ask it, that's the halacha. Skill is the more chomer, and chenik is the kalos of the four, according to Rabban. And the ancient is shizinsa, is chayav stam yisur chenik. Erisin Nisuin. She's married. She's named Shizish. If they have a relationship with another man, she's Chayav Chenik. And Arusa, that's only Harayam Kodesh's thing. She's not really committed to the orders to Mikhaj, her husband. For 12 months, she's preparing for the Chasana. She's by her father. He's by his home. She's not really committed. All he says is Harayam Kodesh. That's all. She's also to him, she's also to God. If you live with Narusa, what's the punishment? Skila. Why? Zera Sakasa. Zera Sakasa. That's the halach. The brother of Roman Prague, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, the great Bali Musser, want to say as follows. And this is what I'm understanding about English. When a woman is married Perhaps for many years, she will celebrate her 50th anniversary with her husband. Meanwhile, throughout the marriage, she has had relationships with other men. I know about it. But I'm only an Eid Echad, an Eid Shnei Eidim. And every time she had relationships, her heart was pounding. Especially one time when someone knocked on the door and she thought for sure it was her husband. So she was relieved to find out someone just accidentally hit her the door. She's always in pocket. If he finds out, oh boy. Oh boy. So she does the Avera, but it's not 100% what we call Geschmack. The place is Geschmack. It's not Geschmack. That's Nisun. Erison. Yeah, she had a relationship with another man. It doesn't bother her as much. Why? She doesn't even know. They didn't live together as husband and wife. They didn't have really a strong relationship yet. It doesn't bother as much. I really don't know him that well. So therefore, she has a more geschmack when she does the Avera. So you see, the Torah understood that even when a person does an Avera, such a terrible Avera, if it's not the way really your whole heart into it, your enjoyment into it, the punishment is less. Chenik. If it's more enjoyable, then the punishment is more. The Moras, the Neima, the Schaibris, so clear. The Hashem Ha'ar is called Yehudim. The Meshinenim Sus Achashverish. They're Nene. Nene. Could have been glad kosher, but it was Nene. It had Hanov. Have Hanov from that era. Hanov. So therefore, did you have Hanov? So therefore, that makes the Avera higher. Hanoh. If you did not have as much Hanoh, then the Avera is less. So you see that our Onshin are a different aspect. Because Behemis, we are different. We are different because Behemis, we have this Ratzon. We have a community and a society where the majority of the Jews today are Intermarriage. What are they? Mezid? Mezidin? Or Anusim? And if they're Anusim, they're not Anusim Baratzim. They have no idea. No idea. You don't have to wait to come to the United States of America. You can have it right here in Eretz Yisrael. Anusim. They're Anusim. Because they're different. They're different. Not better, but different. The parash is telling us about the makis of Mitzrayim. At the same time, all the mush was saying. By Klal Yisrael, there was an or. What does that mean? That by Klal Yisrael, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. Even though they are veras, but it was an or. Because what is the Nasim Nishma? There's Ovis, there's Avrom Yisrael Yaakov, there's there Avrom. The Gemara says, how do you detect a Jew? What's a Yid? A Yid? Tremendous cup, rich, good looking. No. Vayishim Rachum Goy Mechesed. The Gemara says in Be'er, a man came to the rich people in Bavel and asked them for help. No. He asked, I'll work. Please, give me a job. No. He said, I'm convinced that you're from the Erev Rav. Is that Mishkan? That's a Yid. Not necessarily are you a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, where's your tzitzis? You're late. Our uniqueness is by the fact that every single day we say Shema Yisrael. every morning. Pamayim b'chol yom. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinyan, Shema Yisrael. There are three shittas in Mishnah Berurah. If Shema Yisrael, what is the deraisa? The first pasuk is all the rest is Rabbah. The half to boy Mishma. Second sheet is Shema, the half to deraisa, boy Mishma is Rabbah. Third sheet is Shema, the half to boy Mishma, and the next pasuk is Rabbah. Three sheetas, deraisa and Rabbah. So one can ask the question, why aren't you over Baal Tosef? Baal Tosef. If you put another parsha into your tefillin shalosh, put a parsha breishis bo lekim, more misa deraisa. Baal Tosef. How can the Rabbanim say more if the Torah says Shema Yisrael? They're over Baal Tosef. I put a tumut. My Dal of Minim. I have a tumut. With the Lulabai Das and my Rovis. And the Sogim, I have a tumut. Baal Tosef. So why is it no Baal Tosef? Why is it no Baal Tosef? So one answer is, Pasha, more Sai Tesum Beis Menacha says, she didn't say this too loud. Rav says that the Yidin from Regisa Bo Yom V'Layla Bo Yom Mishchor M'Picha is your Yoytze with Kriya Shema Shema Shachris Kriya Shema Shema Shachris Kriya Shema Shachris Shema Yisrael Shema Kenesh. I don't know a word to that. Did you say Kriya Shema in the morning? Say Kriya Shema, your Yoytze. Your Yoytze. You shouldn't tell us the people, the Amratzim, but they're Yoytze. You can't say I didn't learn today. Say Kriya Shema. So what do you say? The Kriya Shema is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. It's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. There's no such thing as Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef. He lives after Seder. So he's over in Yisra D'Raisa. Baal Tosef. He gets up with Yom Malayla. Day and night, Torah, 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 Torah. You have to take waivers from the Torah. You have to sleep, you have to eat, you have to go to other activities. Torah. There's no Baal Tosef. It's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And if you're going to say, then no. The Kriya Shema is a kiyum of Kriya Shema. The Mrs. Kriya Shema. No fancy commentaries. Kriya Shema. There's Kriya Parshas in terms of Bikurim. There's a Kriya Parshas Zohar. Perhaps Parshas Shohar. Porah's Raisa. There's a Kriya. The mitzvah is Kriya, Kriya, Kriya. What is the mitzvah? Kabbalah Soma V'Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Shema Kina Shema Chod. What does Echad mean? What's the translation of the word Echad? What? Hope not. Echad doesn't mean what? Echad miyodea. You say it, Pesach time. Shnei miyodea. Shnei luchas abris. That's a number, two. Shosh. Shosh avos. Arbo mizvi yakob, four. Arbo imos. Sor rifu roch leo. Chamisha chumshi torah, five. It's a number. It's a number. Shisha sidri mish is a number. Shiva shimei shivata. That's a number. There's 7 days. 8 days is the 8 days of bris milah. They're all numbers. And what's Echad? A number? One God? The Christians have two and three. So they have more than one. I got one shekel, you have three shekel. Who has more? You're better than me. You have more shekel than I. Echad does not mean one. It means miyuchad. Miyuchad. Special, different. Not better. Yishchokh magoyim. Everything the Jews did, smartphones, all came from Jews. All modern technology is Jews. Yishchokh magoyim. And rich. They're finding out now that ISIS has more money than the United States Treasury. No, they have the money, the strength. What's the best basketball team? You don't know anything about basketball? So Knicks, you won't tell me. That I know you won't tell me. The Tel Aviv University, Tel Aviv basketball team is the best basketball team. They have the Chochmah, they have the Gevurah. We have different, that's all. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kina, Shema Chod. We see Shabbos B'Mincha. Atu Echad, Shimch Echad, Umi Kamcha Yisrael, Go Echad Boretz. We're the only nation, Go Echad Boretz. No. We're different. Not better, not smarter, not wiser. Different. We have a different tafkid. We have a different tafkid of purpose. This is the Echad. So therefore, when it comes to Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah Machon Shemaim is a mitzvah by itself. I over Baal Tosef? No, I'm not over Baal Tosef. Because the other parasha the Rabban said is a hezber. I'm explaining what I mean by Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenesh, Shema Echad. What do I mean by Echad? What does it mean Echad? What does it mean Echad? Echad means Well, this is free. Talmud Torah. What is Mikabo Zomach Shemayim? Talmud Torah. Tefillin. Mezuzah. Mitzvahs. This is a parish. It's not Mosif. It's a parish on the Kriya Shema. It's not about this. It's not about this. Therefore, we're here. We should feel this. We are miyuchad. And the short even more. Listen, this tshuva in the Chassam Sefer. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that adrosha. They're different. So the Gemara says, in Peivav of the days, the Gemara is a shayla, the body of the Lifshita. Shechva Zera, if a person has a man and woman, Zera goes into from a man to a woman, she's poletis. So the poletis, first 3 days, is matanda. So the Gemara asks the shayla, what would be if shechva Zera shall Yisrael, but made kusis, mahu? If a Jew has relationship with a kusis, non-Jewish woman, obviously, mahu, Yisrael, the ain of the mitzvahs, chovo, gafayl, akam, delo, chovo, the ain of mitzvahs, so, kim, the akam, shkatz, and mosim, chovo, gafayl. What does that mean? Is the poletas shechva Zera of a non-Jewish woman has the same halacha as poletas shechva Zera of a Jewish woman? A Jewish woman is matame, the chaval gafayim. So Rashi says because she doy the mitzvahs, she has to worry about erev Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos, halakas neris, and so on. Woman has chaval mitzvah. Woman, let me say a man, a woman, she's doy her chaval. Her, it affects her whole body. So what about, so the Zera comes in, and such a woman that comes out, therefore also it's matame. But what happens is Zera from a non-Jewish woman, is that also hot? Maybe because of Shkutzim or Musim also has the same effect. In the Bible of Shita, the Ram learns in Tim Saloma, if you say it's good, then you do more ask for about Behim. So Ram passes that it is Mekameh. Comes along the Chassam Sefer. What do you see from this Gemara? What do you see from this Gemara? That the Jewish body is different than a non-Jewish body. Wants to know to what degree in terms of tumor. Jewish bodies, like the Chassam Sefer, the Rachmon Islam, they have diseases today. And they took a poll, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10,000 people are eating a certain item, certain food, and that causes cancer. Cancer, Rachmon Islam. Stop eating it. Who did you make the poll with? Non-Jewish people. Non-Jewish people. 99% or even 100% were all non-Jewish people. And they said that this food is dangerous for your health. Does it affect us or not? What's the shot? They say it's dangerous. Perhaps not. Have a different book. This is what we are. This is what we are. We're different. Believe it or not, a couple of years ago, a father, his son learned here, now he's a Rebbe, one of the Yeshivas. He says he was amazed when he came here to Gush. He saw the intensity of the learning. How can they do it? Well, they have an exam the next day, they're getting a PhD. A person asked, they asked me when I was young, but also, what do you want to be when you grow up? A learning boy or a working boy? So obviously, if I'm a working boy, I can't learn as much. It could be a time, but I can't learn. I can't convey 8, 10, 12 hours a day. A working boy is not a learning boy. Also, if I'm a learning boy, I'm not a working boy. Breathe. Breathe. All right, good. So that's the answer. What do you want to be when you grow up? A learning boy or a working boy? So first part is right. If you are a working boy, you cannot be a full-time learning boy. Right? But the reverse is not correct. It's not correct. If you are a learning boy, you're not a working boy. Chas v'sholem. If I'm a learning boy, I'm not an earning boy. I'm not earning. I don't go and find out how much you pay in this cola. How much? 25? You 3,000? I have a cola. $35,000 a year. Oh boy. Let's hear this. I'm a learning boy. I'm not an earning boy. But I sure am a working boy. You should work. Avoda shemalev. Avoda means fill up. You work with your mind just to sit there, not to battle, to work on something. And not after 5 minutes, you can't figure it out. What are you doing, Mr. Shabbos? What time is lunch? What are you doing this afternoon? What do you want? So what should your response be? I want to answer your question, not now. I'm working. Why is it that sports is so popular? And it could be even on the smartphones. Sports, football, basketball. So I'll tell you a story. I made up the story. There's a game. Starts at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Football game. It wasn't the Jets. And wife procrastinated, her husband said, please, I want to be there on time. And they came in 2 minutes late, 7:32, says them. And that 2 minutes, even 1 minute, opening game, there was a 70-yard touchdown. They never saw such a thing. The crowd went wild. Wild. 7-0. When they came in, Chaim, did you see what happened? And he was angry at his wife. He missed out. He missed it. So precious. What was the end of the game? They lost 45-7. That was a first and last. But what do you see? You see in sports, every minute is so exciting. The fact that the end was very boring already. You want to go home. They didn't stay to the end. The most boring thing, they fumbled and tumbled. So, the Baal Musa learned, why is it that sports is so entertaining? Something I have to see. What's new? Super Bowl. Super. Gator. Cotton. Sugar. Why do I have to see this? Mora says in Brachas, Le'olam, means even today. And there is a Yetzer Tova, Yetzer Ra. There's a constant battle between the Yetzer Tova, Yetzer Ra. Has to win over the Yetzer Tova, has to win over the Yetzer Ra. It's constant conflict. When we see a game, we're escaping from reality. We love a challenge, but instead of challenging me with me, that I should use every moment of my learning, I gestalt every moment more, I go ahead and throw it on someone else. He focuses it on something else and escapes from reality. This is what you should be doing. Every minute, that's life. Every minute. Work on every minute. Every minute counts. Every minute. This is not baseball. This is basketball. This is hockey. That's what counts. Every minute. What's the Seder telling us? We're learning about Metzia. What are we learning about Metzia? About a Metzia. We're learning about Yerush, the first parak. What are we learning? We're learning that we found ourselves. Baruch Hashem and Nishishiva. So many boys have found the Metzia. They found their Kechas HaNefesh. They never believed it themselves. Wow. And in sports they say that. I didn't figure. Wow. I didn't think. I could jump so high. I couldn't figure. I know if I was a baseball player. I was left field. And it would be a high fly ball. I'd take a chair and sit down and watch. I can't get it. What are you trying for? He's going to say, listen, This guy's getting $35 million a year. Why shouldn't he? Rabosai, we're not getting $35 million a year. They don't take it with them. But whatever we do, we take it with us. Rabosai, there's a chance. There's a gavalt. We're learning about Messiah. What are we afraid? The Messiah. We're finding ourselves, our potential. Beautiful. Beautiful. You see amongst you. You see your chaverim. You see the change. You see it change how they daven. How the seriousness of the bracha. Of the olei shabich la'aduna kol. Of the brichas ha'mozim. We all know about the brichas ha'mozim by heart. That's not what the idea. To come here and learn it by heart. We see the sabbath. We had a Rebbe. So from Roch. How he's daven. Look at that. Just look at that. Look. Look at your Rebbeim. Look. Look and see. Tamaru. We're different. We're different. We're Klal Yisrael is a different Klal Yisrael. We're different than other Rumi Yisraelim. We have a purpose here. And the Olim Shabbeach say that. Have Kavon in Olim Shabbeach. Voy Hashem Melech HaKoretz. Remember we are Hashem HaKoretz Shema HaKoretz. But the world will come to this realization. This is our weapons. This is how we can destroy the enemy. By showing Hashem is Melech HaKoretz. She continued to be Matzliach. More and more every single day, and grow higher in our blessed Hashem. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, please, I'm going to talk to you.